The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. The outer planets have declared their independence from the Eurasty Empire. On Eurus itself, the state police try to isolate Shevik, the brilliant physicist, from the anarchist world of Anaris. But Shevik escaped. He told an anarchist rally in Capitol Square they had the strength to make a revolution. But helicopter gunships clattered towards him.
Colonel Andrews, sir. We'll be over the square in 90 seconds. What are your orders, sir?
Can you pick him up on your radio? Oh,
yes, sir.
We have nothing but our freedom. We have nothing to give you but your own freedom. We have no premiers, presidents, bankers, no landlords, no wages, no charity, no police, no soldiers, and no war.
Open fire.
Herman Shevik will be right in the middle of it, sir.
Get him first. Bloody anarchist traitor.
You cannot buy the revolution. You cannot make the revolution. You can only be the revolution. It is in your spirit, or it is nowhere.
Shevik, this way. Too late. Run for it. In this doorway. It's you they're after. I can't stay here. Across the street. That warehouse. Go! My turn. My leg! Shevik, get back!
No!
Hold on to me.
I'm done. Try to reach Old Town. Find our people.
Save your strength, brother.
This door doesn't do too strong.
The scenes you have just witnessed, taken at great personal risk by Universal News cameramen, show the armed forces smashing an attempted insurrection in Capitol Square this morning. Police are still searching for Shevik, the anarchist agent from Anaris. Colonel Andrus announced tonight that the police have found clear evidence that Shevik was in the pay of the Outer Planet Conspiracy. That concludes tonight's newscast. Now, stay tuned for The Smart Peasant, your favorite comedy show. And then, a performance of The Prince and the Golden Horn by the National Ballet of Eurus.
Come in. My door is never locked to students.
Professor Sayo.
Dr. Attrow.
The police have taken Shevik's valet.
Doesn't surprise me at all, Sayo.
E4 had nothing to do with Shevik's speech.
Why are you so concerned about a doddering old man?
E4 used to work for our family. I got him the job at the university.
Many people are going to fall under suspicion now, Sayo. I expect Colonel Andrus will want to talk to us next.
I haven't done anything.
Really? You and I first contacted Shevik by radio. I personally proposed him for the C.U. Owen Prize. I told the committee he was the greatest mathematician of our time. You and I, Sile, brought Shevik to Eurus so he could work on his great unified theory of time and space. And this is how Shevik shows us his gratitude.
We put too much pressure on him. We let Shevik know how much we wanted his theory for simultaneous space travel. You yourself told him it meant as much to our time as nuclear fission meant to the Middle Age.
Shevik has betrayed us.
I think perhaps we have betrayed him. Now, will you come with me and try and get E4 released?
No, I will not. Somebody has to pay for this day's work.
Still.
Shine your light in here. A
How long do we have to keep this up?
Till they tell us to stop!
God, what a stink. What is this place?
That's a storeroom for a tannery.
Hey, look over there. Some skins have been moved.
Big deal. Somebody came and got some stuff.
We should go in there. Check it out.
Now, wait a minute. No human being could live in this stench. Not even that bastard from Mars.
Yeah, you're right.
Brother Shevik, have they gone?
Yes. Here, drink some of this.
Whiskey? Where did you get it?
My nightly expedition. I found that in a garbage can outside a restaurant.
Yeah, quality stuff, all right. That leg's gone to rot, I'm sure. You ought to get out of here while you still can.
No. I'm going for a doctor tonight. You need help badly.
Now, don't be a fool. Let's shoot you on sight. Tell me some more about Ananas. Is it true that people can work at whatever takes their fancy?
Yes, yes. You go down to DivLab, that's the Division of Labor, and you see what's posted. And then you just turn up. If you're the first one there, you get the position.
Oh, stop your sadness!
And you never have to worry about paying rent or buying food.
Yeah. You get a domicile. Unless you've got a partner, you're usually in with three or four other men. You get your meals in a common dining room. There are all different kinds of kitchens scattered around Avenue. Mm-hmm. My partner, Takfer, and our friend Madab, we used to go to a lovely little place beside the park. Mm. The cook was famous for his fried cakes and his sweet desserts. Puddings and pies and fruitcakes. We used to sit eating and talking for hours. Then we'd go into the park. The glassblowers had their own little band, their little flutes that they made themselves. We just lie there on the grass listening to them.
Yes. And when we get there, Brother Shevik, when we get to Ananas, do you think I'll be able to find a companion, a woman to be with?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I've lost my wife. Did I tell you that?
No.
The Iron Hats took her. On account of me being in the movement. They really worked her over. She was never the same after that. Died within the year. Just faded away.
I'm so sorry.
They always thought the rebels wanted to grab their power. What we wanted was an end of power.
Yes. You should try to get some sleep now.
I was born in this rotten, bloody planet. Why the hell did you ever come here?
Trying to help the people of Ananas.
That's a funny reason.
My friends wanted me to come here.